Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
You are not a one-dimensional being. As a matter of fact, there really isn't anything about our wonderful world that's one-dimensional. And with that being said, the act of manifesting all that you desire is more than a one-time thing, or a one-trick pony, as they say. If you follow my blogs, then you already know that manifesting requires thought, feeling, and action. But perhaps you're doing all that and still wondering, why aren't things lining up for me? Well, my sweet friend, have you thought about this? The inconsistent message or mixed signals you're giving the universe. To explain this in easier terms, let's just say you're relaxing on your front porch and the universe drives by. The universe stops and asks you for directions to the closest service station. You think and recall the closest one, then you mentally travel to that spot, and then you verbalize and point out the directions to the universe. As the universe nods at your instructions, it thanks you and begins to drive off. But as it does, you say, "Oh, hold on, stop. That one's a bit pricey. You should go to a different one." So the universe backs up and then listens to your new directions. And as it drives off again, it sees you tapping at your temple at the memory that those guys in that service station don't like people using their facilities without a purchase. So you shout out, "Whoa, maybe you can try my auntie's business down the road. She's always baking, so we'll have treats and is happy for you to use her facilities." So the universe stops again, but it doesn't back up this time. It just waits because you're already reconsidering what you just said, thinking that maybe your auntie doesn't actually want you to be directing people to her business. So the universe continues to make false starts at the directions you provide because you're continually giving it mixed signals or conflicting messages. So with that little image in your mind, think about this. When you see or hear a news story about, say, domestic violence or some crime, and then you go, "Oh, that's so awful. I would never allow that kind of hatred or violence in my life." Yet that same night, you sit down to watch a movie or a show where people are fighting, shooting, and killing. What's the universe going to take from that? You dislike violence, but you like to watch it? Then you tell your children to be kind, to share, and that it's not the winning that matters, but how you play the game. But then while either watching or partaking in some other competition, you heckle, belittle, and begrudge the opponents. You think you're just being a sport. But what does that say to both those watching you and the universe? That you actually like harassing others in order to win? Now, I'm not saying you have to tiptoe carefully through life to ensure every single thing you think, say, and do match up perfectly. I mean, that's a massive feat for anybody, including the universe. However, just keep in mind that anything that we think, say, and do with feeling does matter. And if you find yourself contradicting your hopes and dreams, for example, if you want to buy a home, yet you spent all your savings on a new sound system, then back up, stop, realign your goal and the right message the next time you possibly can, such as taking a piggy bank or opening a savings account, and the next pay you get, contribute a certain amount towards your home deposit. As you progress through your everyday life, if you ever notice the visual, vocal, or physical message you're sending out to the universe doesn't match with your perfect life, your ultimate goal, then change the message. Give the universe some clear instructions, and then it will drive you exactly to where you are meant to go. So, with another new year upon us, what's your message going to be? When you think, say, and do, how is it going to contribute to your life's journey? And how can it contribute to others? May your new year be filled with kindness, love, and all that you desire, my sweet friends. Big love. Namaste.